So what's in our show today? Farmers for Innovation. Yes, we've told you about it, introduced you to the fourth of those that came to Sioux Falls just a week ago, met leadership, and we're here to tell the story today. I've got Colsarud here. I've got Harrington here. All right, you guys are the tour guide. Harrington, you got this guy that's out from the east. Does he still think we're a flyover zone?
Absolutely not. He came here and he extended his stay. And Dan DeClement, the founder and CEO of TBT Group in Belmar, New Jersey, is a pretty special person.
All right. I got to tell you, Dan, it's going to be a tough act to follow. In the last hour, the guy brought in a kidney from a pig. The pig wasn't with it. And everybody in the studio and outside the studio wanted to see that. So what's your show and tell?
I can't match that. I can't match that. We're an advanced materials engineering and manufacturing company that has done a lot to bring these products back to the United States. They left a number of years ago. We've developed some very innovative processes to be able to make them competitive here in the States with anyone worldwide. So that's my show and tell is manufacturing. It's back to basics. It's doing things very innovatively at low cost with very little waste involved. And we think that we have a world-class process. We also recently tested and were able to identify COVID virus very quickly with a biosensor technology that we developed that's radically different than any sensor technology that they're using right now.
All right.
Much more accurate and less expensive and faster.
All right. John, got to ask you, how does he fit with all these other players from all over the country? Why Farmers for Innovation for what Dan is doing?
Well, Dan is a critical part of national security. So by bringing all of our manufacturing, particularly for advanced materials, so Dan makes things that go into the United States Navy, to Harris, to some of the largest manufacturers of advanced equipment in the United States. Dan is supplying them with parts. Those things used to come from overseas. They were often faulty, putting our veterans and our workers in danger. And now they're made at the highest level in the world in New Jersey. And Dan has come out here. He has met David back in New York many years ago. And this is a company that's absolutely flying and has very much interest in putting other plants in other parts of the country. And he came to South Dakota.
All right, Dan, the word Japanese and Chinese producers jumped out at me. How does that fit the story?
So a lot of these materials years ago went offshore. Production of these materials went offshore for environmental reasons mainly, a lot of them. And we were able to develop a very innovative process to bring it back to the States without having the environmental issues that the classic process has. And in doing that, we create a very high yield, low waste process that we can do here competitively with anyone else in the world. And as John said, we're making products that go into systems for sonar, radar, and other defense-related applications, medical applications, and these are parts that you want to have made here. We don't want the United States to lose the ability to make critical infrastructure for the defense industry and for the commercial industry also. We make parts that go into recreational fish finders. So we have a broad swath of technology that is used in many, many markets.
I saw the word ceramics, and I said, how am I going to fit that into Farmers for Innovation?
So these are special ceramics. These are engineered ceramics that when you put a electric charge on them, they vibrate. So they're the operative element in sonar systems. If you put stress on them, they actually produce electricity. So they're used in sensors. We have projects that we're working on, everything from smart highways to sensors for robots.
So what should I be asking, John? You know him. He's been talking the lingo with Colsarud, with Lawrence, with you guys and all the other people that have come in. What are they intrigued by in his story?
Well, I think it's, as Dan just mentioned, he makes a component part that goes into all the fish finders. So we're in farm country and we're here with a lot of fishermen. So there are products that are already made by TBT that are component parts and products that the people in the Midwest buy every day. And these are high, and Dan has created wonderful jobs. He's got a number of veterans that are employed by him. So it's the veterans, it's the farmers, it's high innovative techniques, and the opportunity to involve the farm community to expand this company going forward.
So how long have you known Dan?
Oh, boy. Dan and I have been financing this company.
That you can admit to.
It's probably a decade. We've been, there's over $20 million of private money in this company from investors all over the country. And it's Dan took a money from a business that he sold and started this. And it was really a science experiment out of a multiple universities, PhDs that he got in Philadelphia. And now today it's a revenue-generating company, which has doubled employment, I think, Dan, right, in the past year. So it's just a great – it started out as a science project. I've been financing it for years, way before it had any revenue. And now the monies we would do with the farm community and the people in the Midwest would be the last of this financing.
So if we were out talking to the Coastal Rude family about what they do, what would we share in 2 minutes about what he does, John?
He's producing a series of advanced materials – that all of which were made overseas. Everything that Dan makes used to be made overseas. And that was becoming a very dangerous element. So he's the only producer in the United States of Navy IV material that goes into many products in our United States Navy and within the military and all sorts of other communications products. And these were critical elements. And by having those things off-sourced by large corporations and small ones, and then the Chinese coming in and buying a lot of process manufacturers, we were in real danger of compromising all of our systems to foreign manufacturers.
The word COVID is also in what I read this morning, Dan. What's important there?
So we developed, we have a very innovative team of engineers here, and they have developed a rapid, inexpensive, portable biosensor that we just validated in the last couple of days against COVID virus. And we think that is game changing because with this sensor, you could run a test anywhere very quickly and it's portable and it doesn't need a long incubation period. It's not like the current tests that are out there.
And Dan has also developed that same technology. It really began as a biosensor test within processing plants. So he has gone to Virginia and with the USDA has developed tests. So all your contamination in your pork and chicken and all plants come out of the equipment, not the animal. And Dan has developed this rapid test so that, that you no longer have contaminated meats coming out of any plants by the testing that this is done because it's done rapidly versus waiting over 24 hours to have a result and winding processing meats and all through plants. So we hope to put this into a number of plants across the country in the next 6 months.
All right, David Coastalrood, take me from what we've talked about this morning to how it's going to help the farmers.
Well, I think that, you know, farmers have a need to diversify their portfolio, invest in different companies. But a lot of what we've done, Bill, over the years is rural development. And this is a classic case of a company that could be relocated in an empty building, like an empty Shopko building, like sitting in Del Rapids or whatever, create jobs, create opportunities for our rural people and an ideal setting and an ideal location. So we look at it really strongly from a rural development standpoint and bring in, this is part of the supply chain coming back to the U.S. This is our moment in the Midwest to step up to the plate and be a part of making this happen right in our own backyard.
Dan, did anything surprise you about Sioux Falls, what they're trying to do and the scope of things?
I've been to Sioux Falls twice and have enjoyed both business just immensely. The people are very friendly. The business environment is terrific. We've been talking to David about the potential of putting a factory out there, and I hope to spend more time in Sioux Falls.
Well, workforce is an area that we're always talking about. We're always trying to attract people here. We've been a lot safer than New Jersey, been a lot safer than New York. You know, and we're to the point that the governor, who we've talked about, that has a real keen eye for what we do in agriculture and industry, would welcome with open eyes and in arms somebody from New Jersey.
Well, I'll be back out there soon, I hope.
Guys, what do you think the audience out there would want you to ask right now? What could we share with them that would make them understand the rest of this circle?
Well, I think part of what we're running into is, you know, this is an educational process. What we're hearing is, and, you know, Farmers for Innovation has only been around a week. We've been hearing questions, are you going to hold other events or public events, or are you going to get together in a different, you know, in settings where we can meet these people or talk to these people? And we're putting together a series of podcasts and stuff so that they can learn more about these companies, and then how do they get involved, and how, you know, how does this all work out? And this has come on to us rather quickly, but what we're hearing is, to answer your question is, are you holding meetings? Are you going to get together? Are we going to do like we did with the ethanol industry and have meetings and discuss more of this? So that's kind of what we're hearing.
All right. The worth that I'm seeing that jumped out at me was 2022, $31.3 billion. What should I know there, Dan?
It's a large and growing market. These materials have many additional applications that are coming up, because the technology is such an interesting technology in that it senses things. So things like smart highways, this technology will play a big part in that. Things like adaptive and smart automobiles, this technology plays a big role in that, in those things. Medical applications. It's a technology that has an enormous amount of growth, and it's a technology we want to keep here in the States, and we want innovation in this type of technology here in the States, not overseas. If you're manufacturing something overseas, you lose the ability to improve it like you do when you manufacture it in your own factory. Having manufacturing in the States is critical to keeping ahead in a worldwide. And it's also critical to have people with good jobs, good paying jobs. So we see that as our role being very important in creating employment, creating high-paying jobs, and creating technology for the United States.
Dan DeClement, founder and CEO of the TBT Group. If people want to go online and read more about you, Dan, how do they do it?
TBTgroup.net.
All right, guys. We've talked to number four. Now, 60 seconds to tell people how they can get involved.
Well, basically, the easiest way is to go to farmersforinnovation.net on the internet and add your name to the list. It doesn't cost anything. We just want to advocate for better policy and other issues that have been kind of frustrating for us from investors to get involved in. So it's two parts. One is we want them to learn more about the companies, and we'll be putting more stuff out there. And two is we're trying to get some favorable, if they're going to do tax credits and stuff like that to stimulate the economy, we want to be on a level playing field as what they're offering to Wall Street, some of the bigger companies in the U.S.
It was interesting to be in that room last Wednesday night to have not only people from 20 states, but developers like Bob Munt and some of the others that were in that room saying, oh, we are doing something. I think the collection of people that were in that room were as great as any place I've traveled in the country. Would you agree?
I would agree, Bill. It's just phenomenal. Number one is that South Dakota is a magnet for these companies right now, given the situation in the U.S.
Tax structure alone, too.
Correct. That's what I mean. It's a strong magnet. And the point is, we just haven't been getting the message is out there, but it's been magnified here in the last week.
It's amazing. The governor was able to get the president here. These guys were able to get 20 states here. We'll see where we're going from here. Guys, appreciate your visit.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you.